Daytona. I had my race gear in my bag when a stranger pulled up beside me in a stock car colored black. He was dressed like a NASCAR driver, a mustache with mirrored eyes. He said, "It's a long walk to Florida. Would you like a ride, sir?" Well, I crawled across the roll cage. Then he fired that shitty up. And the pants on his knee said the man had pulled 7 Winston Feltos. His ass wasn't jammed with Dayton as hell as we pulled into the night. And I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Oh, can you make a man stand and speak your name?" And he hit on the ass, never let off the gas till you rode into Dixie Lane. He said, "Oh, do you know how it feels when you're running 3 wide? If you take on a bell, let me roll it all in for a ride." Then he cried when we got to Daytona, as we pulled out on the track. He said, "This is where you get out, boy, 'cause number 3 ain't coming back." And as I climbed out of the race car, I said, "Thanks, I'll catch you later." He said, "You'll play, you'll catch him, me, son, 'cause now I'll be a intimidator." He said, "Oh, can you make friends stand and scream your name? And you hit on in the ass, never let off the gas till you roll the end of the lane." He said, "Oh, do you know how it feels when you're running 3 blind? 'Cause if you don't turn around, let me warn you, you're in for a
disappointed with our finish at Barnesville, but is ready to come out on the point that we needed a notch at 24 car level that week. You know, he's been steadily gaining for the last couple weeks, thereby stalled by his momentum. I will show you some of my momentum.